places and linked by these bridges. Now, bridges make things accessible. They connect things together. And this morning, as we think about baptism, we're going to think about the fact that Jesus makes God the Father accessible to each one of us. I've got a wonderful passage that I want to read you from Romans 6, and I'm going to be reading from the Message translation. It says this. This is what happened in baptism. When we went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we entered into the new country of grace, a new life in a new land. That's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. When we're lowered into the water, it's like the burial of Jesus. When we are raised up out of the water, it's like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father, so that we can see where we're going in our new grace-sovereign country. I want to imagine with you this morning two different countries, okay? Because we've just been hearing about these two different lands in Romans. So on one side of the bridge, there is this land here, okay? We're going to call this land Old Life. And over on this side of the bridge, we've got New Life, okay? So this is our other land, New Life. Are you with me so far? Two lands. We've got Old Life, and we've got New Life, okay? Now, we began as humankind here, in perfect harmony with God. God designed each one of us to be in relationship with Him. He so loved and passionately loves us that He created this space for us to walk and talk with Him in the cool of the day, to share the things that are on our heart, to have more than just a head knowledge of who He is, but really have a heart knowledge that we are loved and accepted by Him, that we're His children. That's what He designed us for. So we belong in this country, we belong in the country of new life. But here's what happened. Just gradually, we began to turn our back on this country. And decision by decision, we did stuff that distanced us from God. We chose to turn our back and we took up residence in this land. And in this land, God began to become more and more distant. Separation began to exist, and where over here we were just enjoying being with God. We were doing what we were made to do. We were in a place of peace and joy and rest and identity and security. We, choice by choice, ended up in a place where God just seems so far away. I don't know if you've ever felt like that. I know for me that I have had many moments in my life, even since becoming a Christian, where God has felt distant, where He's felt far away. The Bible calls those decisions sin. It's a word that we don't often use any longer. But it basically means all of those things that we wish we hadn't done that we did. Have you ever had those foot-in-mouth moments where you've said something and you've thought, oh, I just really wish I could undo those words? Or maybe when you've done something and you come away and you feel shame or you feel guilt, you just wish you could undo some of the things that you've done. Sometimes it's actually things that you should have done, but you just never got round to doing. I've had so many moments like that where I've made a decision and then I've looked back and thought, I really regret that. There's more I could have done and I just chose not to do it. So sin crept in. And before we knew it, where we had been walking together in perfect harmony with our dad in heaven, mankind just found itself isolated and far from God. But you know, we heard in that amazing worship song that God's perfect love would not be overcome. And so our Father was longing for a way to restore the chasm that was between these two lands. Living over here in the old life looks like emptiness at times. You can have it all on paper. You can have all the material things. You know, we're a nation that's pretty comfortable and affluent compared to other nations around the world. And yet, mental health issues, depression, suicide rates are so high, self-harm amongst children. You can have it all and yet still somewhere feel dissatisfied and empty within. This land and the old life can look like guilt and shame. Sometimes it can look like filling up that emptiness with whatever else we can find, with alcohol, with drugs, with stuff that make us feel good temporarily. But when we wake up the next day, the emptiness is even greater, the chasm is even deeper, and God just feels even further away. So who would bridge the gap, the chasm between this amazing life that should have been ours, this destiny to be close with our dad in heaven, and this place of emptiness and loneliness and separation and at times a lack of peace? Well, there's an ultimate bridge builder, and his name is Jesus. And God, the Father, was so passionate about restoring us into this land, about making a way for us to get back to this place of relationship, that he decided to get hands on. And so he sent his only son to walk across into this land and to become one of us, to identify with our pain and our sorrow and our suffering. And that's what I love about the God that we worship in the Christian faith, because he was a God who didn't just think about it. He humbled himself and became one of us. And that means that he knew what it was like to feel temptation. He knew what it was like to come up against some of the things that we come up against, but he chose to live a pure and a perfect life, and to show us how to truly love and how to truly live in that place of overflow and abundance, even when things were hard. And Jesus went to the cross, and he died upon the cross to take everything that has ever or could ever separate us from our dad in heaven upon himself, so that we would not have to live in this country. And in laying down his life, I love to think of it as this incredible bridge that we could walk across. So when we hear the story of our five people this morning, as they share a little bit of their journey, and whether it was a, you know, an incredible mountaintop moment or whether it was just a steady journey, each of them at some point decided, enough is enough. I'm sick of living in this place. I don't want to live in this place of emptiness. I can see that over here there's a land that I was made for. And so choice by choice, step by step, they began to walk across this bridge. And you know, the really cool thing is that when we think about religion, it's all about how good we can be. It's all about having to do it ourselves. But the beauty of this God that we worship, of Jesus, is that he did it all for us. And the only way to take the first step across this bridge is not by doing something kind for another person. It's not by trying harder to be great and to be perfect. No, we just lean back and choose to believe. It's as simple as faith. And so step of faith by step of faith, each of these guys has walked across the bridge into a new life with Jesus. And so today, when they go down into that water, it symbolizes that they've left this land for good. Does it mean that they suddenly become perfect? Well, in God's sight, yes. But in reality, they are a work in progress, and it's going to take time. And this side of heaven, none of us are going to get it right all of the time, okay? So they don't suddenly become angels and sit on clouds wearing halos. But does it mean that everything is different? Yes. This is a game-changing moment, because now they no longer have to strive to get close to their dad in heaven. They know that through Jesus they can walk across this bridge and inhabit this new life in Christ, and that nothing will ever separate them from him again. So, Jesus, the ultimate bridge builder, is who we are celebrating this morning. I don't know where you find yourself today on the spectrum of faith. I don't know how you feel in relation to the idea of God and Jesus. But I can tell you this, that as you listen to the stories of those who have discovered life, new life, and this wonderful country of freedom and joy and hope and peace, that same bridge is available for you today. You don't have to stay in the confines of this land. It's just a simple prayer away, and I'll share more about that later.